Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, February 12th, 2015. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities, injuring civilians, and in Jerusalem clash with local youth. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources have reported on Thursday at dawn that many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation during clashes with Israeli soldiers invading Zbuba town near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The sources said that local medics provided treatment for several residents who suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation after the soldiers fired dozens of gas bombs into the streets and at a number of homes. Scores of local youth clashed with the invading soldiers when several armored military vehicles invaded Zbuba after surrounding it. On Wednesday evening, soldiers assaulted a young Palestinian man in Silwan town south of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem and kidnapped him. The invasion led to clashes with local youth who threw stones, empty bottles and Molotov cocktails at them, while the soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition, gas bombs and rubber-coated metal bullets. In other news, the Ahrar Center for Human Rights has reported that a hunger-striking child detainee held by Israel since his kidnapping on December 24, 2014 in occupied Jerusalem is facing serious deterioration health conditions, including anemia. Ahrar said that Khalid Hussam Mahmoud Sheikh, 15 years of age, is from Beit Anan town in occupied Jerusalem and that the army is accusing him of throwing stones at soldiers and burning tires. His father told Ahrar that his son suffers from a number of health conditions including anemia and his current hemoglobin blood cells count is too low and added that the family was deeply concerned about their child, especially since Israel is not providing him with the urgently needed medical attention. Ahrar stated that Khalid was walking near the Israeli annexation wall close to his family home on December 24th of last year when he was kidnapped by the Israeli military. Khalid is currently held in Ofer Israeli prison near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, facing very difficult conditions. Israeli military courts already held three hearings to look into his case and the charges he is facing, while his family has never been allowed to visit him, hug him, or even talk to him while either in detention or at court. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, February 12th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.